Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that you glorify your name through us, that we may live prophetically, meaning we may live in a way that people recognize you are our Lord and you are the Lord of all. And let us always be humble before you. Let us always seek the glory of your name and seek to do what you call us to do. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today's gospel reading is a gospel that if I could personally make a decision of what would and would not be included in the Bible, today's gospel reading is one that I would say, do not put that in the Bible. Obviously, can't do it. Obviously, I'm not in a position to do it. So, obviously, I'm not going to do it, but I'm going to talk to you about it. Today's passage comes to us from the Gospel of Mark, and it is chapter 3, verses 22 through 30, and it deals with what is known as the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. This simple little phrase, which actually goes to you from Mark 3:28 to Mark 3:29, is just such a awfully misunderstood gospel. In fact, there are people that believe that if you say exactly the words that are in this gospel, that no matter how hard you try, you cannot be saved. And that is just not true. Now, maybe other preachers may say it is true, but it is not true in the Catholic Church. This deals with the famous passage of the unforgivable sin. What is the unforgivable sin? Well, it says, whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an everlasting sin. So let me put this to you really simple. What happens if you have OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder? And if you have OCD and someone reads that passage to you, not only are you going to immediately think something blasphemous, you are going to think that because you thought something blasphemous, you are not going to be saved, and it's going to become worse, and it's going to become worse, and it's going to become worse, and it's going to give you a tremendous amount of anxiety, which is exactly the reason why I don't like this passage. But that's the reason why I'm talking to you about it today, because it's important for us to know what it really means. What it really is about is, you got to think of it this way. The Holy Spirit is doing everything possible to touch your lives, obviously, as the third person of the Trinity. And obviously, when we're talking about the Holy Spirit, we're talking about God himself. And God is reaching out, giving you all his grace, everything for your repentance so that you can be saved. However, there are those who reject the Holy Spirit, reject him, have no desire to change, and so they reject the Holy Spirit, and that's what blasphemy of the Holy Spirit is. In the Catechism of the Catholic Church, it talks about those who are going to hell, which means obviously they are not saved, and those who are obstinate in their sinfulness. That is specifically what blasphemy of the Holy Spirit is. That's it. It is absolutely refusing to repent. So it's not that you say something and later on you're going to repent of it. It's actually that you say something, even if it is literally the blasphemous words against the Holy Spirit, and you later want to repent of those words but feel you can't. That's a lie. No, it's that obstinacy. It's that refusing to repent. It is that pride-filled obstinacy. Now, it is an ancient teaching of the church that the Lord is always sending grace to you so that you will repent of your sin. So the Lord is sending grace to you. The Lord is seeking to give you his grace so that you will repent of your sins. But if you are refusing to repent, then that grace is like landing on a lead shield. It's not going to go anywhere. Okay, but that is your choice. That's not God's choice. God's not going to turn around and say, I don't care how many times this person has repented. They said that formula, therefore they cannot be forgiven. That's not the way the Lord works. It's people who literally refuse to repent. I've used it before, the example of an umbrella. The light shines down upon you all the time, and that's always a great symbol of God's grace. But if you do not want to experience the sun, you can always put up a strong umbrella or even a strong tent, and you're not going to experience the sunlight, especially if the strong tent is so strong that it doesn't let any light in. Reminds me of a time when I had my first trip to Ecuador, and one of the guys came along and brought this really strong sunblock. I don't know what number it was. I think it was 60. And someone joked that if, you know, you opened up the bottle, a tent would come out. That's how strong it was. Well, that's the kind of idea we're talking about. If someone wants to reject God's grace, it is the symbol of that you are putting up a block to God's grace. You do not want to receive his grace, and you do not want to receive forgiveness of your sins. That is blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. It is not saying a simple formula. And there's an important point that needs to be discussed about this, and I'm going to talk about that on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. You can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And we'd like to invite you to come back always, and all those who are here regularly, we thank you for being there. And we'd like to let other people know where you can find us. We'll be right back right after this. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, which you can check out and go to our parish website, St. Anthony and Alston, or stanthonyalston.org is also where you can find us, stanthonyalston.org. But there you can also give us input for the homily. You can check out our blog. You can sign up for our Substack newsletter. You can also listen to the archives of the show, and you can share the archives of the show with others. Also, you can subscribe when you click on the archives of the show. It takes you to our home base, which is Podbean. But you can also, by the way, hear us through iHeartRadio and also some of the other podcast platforms, and Amazon Music and others. So you can do all that too. So check that out at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. So anyway, we're talking about these powerful words that are often misunderstood. Now, there are some wonderful people who just happen to be atheists, but they can be really wonderful people. We all now know that. I'm sure we've met a lot of people who may not believe in God, but they are good people. Now, there are a few that I don't like, and that goes with every group. But my least favorite atheist, I have to say this, my least favorite atheist made it a point to put online him reciting those words because he wanted to prove that he didn't believe in God, which really speaks volumes about that's obnoxious. I'm sorry. If you have to prove to me that you don't believe in God, then there's something bizarre there. Now, here's the reason why I despise this passage, which is about blasphemy of the Spirit. I've seen this happen, you see, and I'm going to go back to my least favorite atheist, whose name I will not mention, just to give you an example. Okay, Billy Joe Smith decides that he is going to, he's looking at his whole life and everything is going really well. His job is going well. He's planning to get married. He's planning to buy a house. Everything goes well. That's wonderful. And so there it goes. Now, what Billy Joe Smith doesn't know is the following day, the company is going to try to, it's going to downsize and they're going to lay him off. And that's going to make him it's going to shock him so much. His girlfriend is going to be disturbed by it. And she, when he asks to marry her, she's going to say no. All his plans for life are just completely changed, and we'll say in 2 years, Billy Joe Smith has gotten very depressed, very upset, and finally he finds himself just totally lost. Okay, that's what happens to poor Billy Joe Smith. Now let's, same scenario, exact same scenario, except the day before the company chooses to lay him off, he decides to prove he doesn't need God anymore, and he decides to blaspheme the Holy Spirit. Now, remember, that pattern was going to happen no matter what. What is his thought going to be? This is God's way of punishing me. And you know what happens? Those people who do that, and that happens to them, end up in the psychiatric ward, some of them, in the local hospital. And who do you think they call at 2 o'clock in the morning? They don't call the atheist. They call the priest. And we're the ones that have to explain that, no, that's not the way it works. It doesn't work that way. But you see what I'm saying? And personally, I would think that if there was really an effect from saying that formula of blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, if there really was an effect, I think it would be the opposite. The person would become very popular in the world, and then eventually there would be a total collapse. But I think it would be the opposite. So do you see what happens in this? I've been called to the psych ward several times, not over the past several years, but I've been called in the past. This person did this thing and, you know, they blasphemed the Holy Spirit and everything. And you have to sit down, and it's very hard to convince them that the two are unrelated and that God will forgive them, that there is no such thing as God not forgiving them, unless, which is what blasphemy of the Holy Spirit means, they choose never to be forgiven. They absolutely, that's why I am so angry about the least favorite atheist in the entire world, by the way, not just the United States, Boston, the entire world, but my least favorite atheist, and there are some great people who are atheists, I've said that before, pulling that stunt of doing the blasphemy, blasphemy of the Holy Spirit and putting it online. I'm disgusted by it because he encourages people to do that, and they're not gonna do anything for him. But some of those people who would be encouraged to do that will end up in the psychiatric ward, terrified that God has rejected them. And even though the two things are completely unrelated, and you have to convince them that you do not have the power to control God's will that much. If you want to repent, God will forgive you. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have a blessed day. In Cristo vivimos.